Zev, would you mind introducing yourself and stating your role and telling us a little bit about your personal background?
My name is Zev Avidan. I'm Chief Product Officer for Roleplay Legacy. My background is IT. I've been doing this for 27 years now.
It seems to me that serverless is a bit of a misnomer. How would you define serverless?
So serverless is a very, very interesting technology. And of course, the first thing, as you mentioned, serverless is not really serverless. Rest assured, there is a server somewhere. Somebody said the cloud is just somebody else's computer. And that's very true, but that doesn't make it any less valuable. So for serverless, the idea is that the framework or the serverless platform takes away a lot of the complexity associated with things like provisioning servers and making sure you have the right resources and paying upfront for things and the planning and capacity planning and things of that nature. It takes away those kinds of concerns from you. And really what it says is you create very small, discrete bits of code, which are functions, and you ship them to this magic cloud. And that magic cloud will make sure that they run on scale based on the consumers of those services and really take away all of that complexity from you. So you don't have to deal with that. And not every organization in the world can get their hands on the best, you know, high availability experts, you know, for cloud. Of course, you can trust your vendors and use your vendors. But at the end of the day, if you're doing it yourself, that means that you need that expertise in-house. And not everybody can afford it. Not everybody wants to do that. And so serverless is a way to basically outsource the infrastructure part, outsource the high availability part, outsource a lot of the things that are associated with the cloud, but to a higher degree, and basically just focus on what you know best, which is your business. That's what it is. It's not a magic thing, but it is a cost-cutting and effort-cutting measure that allows you to use a framework that's optimized for what you're trying to do without paying the price of optimizing it yourself.
That sounds amazing. I'm sure if it were easy, many organizations would be using it for at least some of their use cases. What are some of the challenges in serverless adoption?
One of the big challenge, actually a challenge that we've wrestled until I believe we've solved it, is what we call cold starts. So the way serverless works is that because it is on demand, and pay as you go and all of those great things. If there is a substantial, I mean, these functions should be very, very small, very, very granular. But if you're using technologies like Java or other types of technologies that have a significant start times when they initialize, then you get into this problem, which is called the cold start problem. And the cold start means that the first person to hit a function will pay the price of, you know, getting that function initiated. And if that function is not continuously used every millisecond, it will be removed from storage. And then the next person will, again, have to pay the price of initializing that function. That means that if you're using Java's frameworks, from time to time, you will get 4 seconds of initialization time, which is an eternity and a half. The problem is exacerbated by the fact that when you're dealing with legacy systems specifically, and you're trying to connect to legacy systems, then usually your frameworks of accessing them are all the types of frameworks. And so you will need a bunch of libraries that add to that cold start time. Or your other option is to use type of a middleware, which basically breaks the entire idea of serverless, because now you do have to provision your own middleware ESB type architecture. And that kind of ruins the entire idea of you not provisioning anything and not planning for capacity. What we're offering basically is a way to do connect directly from functions to your legacy asset, mainframe, or whatever, but do them in a way that's where your cold starts are measured in tens of milliseconds rather than seconds. And that's based on some of our innovation and our IP. Basically, it's built for that purpose. So the cold start issue can go away if you use those types of approaches.
What is it specifically about Java that contributes to the cold start problem? And tell me a little more about how Open Legacy Serverless has addressed those limitations.
Java is a great language. And of course, it has a lot of languages that are built on the JVM. But the thing is that Java can be a bit heavy, especially if you use frameworks like Spring Boot, which is extremely popular. But initializing a Spring Boot framework, you know, might take some time. The idea is that you don't initialize it a lot. If you're using microservices, you just do it once and then it's up and running and ready to get requests. But for functions, of course, that's not the case. And so Node.js is much more accommodating to the type of functions that you deploy in a function cloud, Node.js and JavaScript, which is funny because JavaScript is a scripting language and you expect poor performance, but actually JavaScript is extremely performant because it's non-blocking and all kinds of other reason. But a lot of work has been done with JavaScript over the years to make it really, really fast. So basically what Open Legacy provides is a way for you to connect directly with those legacy systems using a Node.js JavaScript connector, not going through any of the traditional other types of connectors. And that's just one small benefit, but it translates into a major value because it enables you to do something that otherwise would be a problem. Because honestly, if you go to production with a system that every 100 customer will get response times of 4 seconds, that's just not gonna work in today's world. I mean, you're not gonna have your customers accepting this kind of user experience. So that really is a small thing. It's a small feature, but it enables things that otherwise would not be possible with regards to using serverless architectures with legacy systems.
Zev, thank you. That was extraordinary. So many fantastic insights and great sound bites.
Thank you.